recognize this. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart.
And I'm Hannah Gelb.
And today, on this very special episode of Hannalyze This, I am going to begin it. Let's talk about me.
Like what it's been like to be the friend of this person.
You know, I'm really proud of myself because I've really achieved a new place, which is called, if you're so angry, it's probably you, Hannah. And that looks like this. Today, I got so mad. So mad. And it was like 4 o'clock, worst time of day. And for me, I was like, I'm so angry. And I was like, Hannah, what are you angry about? And I'm like, being alive. I'm like, so angry. Okay. What can you do for this anger? And I was like, feed it. And I'm like, well, feed it. Do we need to feed it? Feed it. What else is making you angry? I'm like, no. I don't want to be more angry. I want to be less angry. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess then like sit quietly and enjoy the sky. So I fucking did a Sudoku for like less than 10 minutes and I was fine.
That's
and then afterward,
wonderful.
I was like, I love my life. Oh, I have, you know.
Yeah.
But I had to recognize that I was feeling angry. Recognize that like this like deep, like visceral fury. Was coming for me.
And, you know, even the most...
And I couldn't feed it with the imperfections of the world around me because those are abundant. Like, what are you talking about? It's always there. But I did, and I can't wait to have therapy tomorrow and say, Bobby, my therapist, her name is Bobby. Say, Bobby, I got a win this week. That's what I say. I like to tell her when I have wins where I'm like, there's a particular moment that I actually... feel like I was able to break a cycle. And today I broke a cycle, man. Because
dude,
I was like, well,
that dude, is yeah. monumental. I mean,
oh my God,
getting a shifting a habit or like a behavior like that, that is the real work, dude. I am very inspired and impressed.
Do you want to know what I was angry about?
Is it? Well, I'm guessing since you brought this up, you were mad at me?
No, I wasn't mad at you. No. Thank God. I was already Sudoku space by the time you texted saying to push.
Oh, yeah. Was it the news? Oh, God.
No, Hannah, you have to remember this is not, it's not real.
Okay.
It was something, it could have been a smell, it could have been a color, it could have been something. It was not rooted in my grounded experience of life, something. Mm. And then my conscious brain was like, what are you angry about? And kept looking for things to be angry about to justify the way my body felt. But my body was angry. And then I was like, I don't think I'm angry about anything. So I think this is just in me. And I was able to say to Ella, I was like, babe, I think I just need to sit quietly for like a second. You know? And I sit quietly a lot, Gelb. I sit quietly a lot, but like, I was like, Yeah, no. And it felt like a real choice. It felt like in that moment I could, punish the people around me for the feeling I was having in my body by pointing out minor imperfections of daily existence. I can't believe we haven't organized this yet. I can't believe blah, blah, blah. I just really need blah, blah, blah. But every sentence that came to the front of my mouth, I was like, no, I mean, that's just our life. These are our lives. There are 24 hours in a day. And I was like, no, I'm not. I just feel really angry and I'm looking for a reason. And instead, I just sat there and I felt so angry. And I just did my puzzle listened to some music, did some cleaning. C'est la vie. So that was a real win for me, man. But also, like, what the fuck? You know? Why it gotta be like that?
Dude, first of all.
And then the majority of this episode will be about that, but I had to share with you this, like, body identification versus lived reality, which is, like, where I'm at right now. Like, this is where I'm at in the journey of my work, and, like, whatever I do in the future will be from this space of, like, identifying, like, the unforgivable, insurmountable sins of my childhood. But as an adult, my choice is not to perpetuate them. But boy, oh boy, does my body not know that, right?
Dude, the body, I feel, is, like, always 18 years behind. Or we...
The body's like a flower.
We stuck everything.
Do you know how long
it
takes when you repot something? Like, let's say you grow a vine with chicken wire, right? Like that kind of, and it grows in the shape of that. If I pick that vine up and I put it in a plant or a different trellis, how fast is it supposed to snap into that?
Oh, you give it like weeks?
No, way more than that, dude. Like, some parts of it may die. Mm. Like, it's a whole, like, but yes, yes.
You might have to get a whole new part, a new plant.
Right, but, you know, I choose to keep
not
my
in this
plant.
Metaphor. Yeah, no, hey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, the same gentle fortitude you forgive. It's like, anyway, I had that moment and it didn't ruin my day, and I didn't lash out at anyone around me. And you've been on the other side of me being like, me losing time traveling. You've been with me. I've lashed out at you from a time traveler perspective, like, meaning that the anger I am expressing is really far away from the moment we are in. Mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Dude, and so it seriously is, like, the most monumental. I would, like, put a star on the calendar today, or, like, I don't know, something.
I agree. Dude, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Huge.
And, like,
that's the work. Like,
that's
work.
That's the work.
You can, like, when you, and, like, in the mix, listen to your therapist, everything. But in that's the hardest part.
That's the work. That's the hardest part. And, like, thank God when you were like, hey, dude, I need, like, 30 more minutes before we record. If I wasn't already taking care of myself, you would have become the thing my anger fed on. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's why people who don't realize that their feelings are not about what's happening right now, when they're like, I knew this would happen. And I was like, it's like, you've been angry for like 45 minutes and this just happened. It's like that weird excuse they suddenly stumble upon and they're like, yep, here it is. It's like, no, dude, no, no, no.
Man, it's the meat sack up to its
It is the meat sack.
It's old.
But I was already taking care of my meat sack.
Yeah.
And I was like, sounds good, dude. I'm so ready to rock and roll whenever, man. Like, because that's what I wanted. I wanted that. That's what I was working towards. Because I was already, like, trying to take care of myself. So when you were like, I need 30 minutes, I was like, fuck yeah, man. Totally. Good God. God bless. See you then.
Dude,
Let's do this.
I'm very... Just, like, just kudos, huge kudos, man. And I'm so impressed and inspired because it all, you know, I think that also means that's a big step to be like, what I want is to have a good evening recording this podcast. Because, you know, like, I feel like I can still want to be a huge mess more than because that's easier, I don't know, more familiar. So that is very encouraging.
Because it's what I believe. It's what I believe. And, like, I think the thing that shifted, the thing I was able to do today, the win I got, was when my body told me what to believe, I was able to be like, oh, body. Are you angry because it's November or whatever? Did you smell a little flower that reminded you of something so bad? Like, that really did happen, and I love you. Do you want to do a puzzle? Do you want to sit down quietly and feel better together? I'll do that with you tonight, right now. You know? And I know, like, and we're about to transition because I think you are doing this and you have achieved this and you have a big win to share with our community that I am very excited about. And Ella's closet where she keeps all of her clothes, I was like staring at it and I was like, I feel so overwhelmed I could throw up. And she was like, wah, wah, wah. And I felt like, and I was like, no, this has nothing to do with us. But I can't be, I love you so much. And I know you want to, like, talk about this, but, like, I can't talk about your closet right now because, like, looking at it is, like, really upsetting me. And it's not about the closet. And she's like, I was like, I'm just so upset. So seeing this thing that's, like, not great, even worse. So I love you so much. I think I have to go outside. And Ella's like, okay. God. I don't know how people who aren't married to Ella live. But, like, at the same time, I will give myself some credit. I really directly convey my needs.
Yeah. And that is not easy. That is hard. And I would agree. I would say you are very direct. And that is super helpful to everybody around you. You're an inspiration, buddy. You truly are.
Dude.
I'm just thinking of people in my life and I'm like, I really wish
they could communicate the way that they would be like, oh, my body is angry and it's not your fault. But, like, right now, being together, I'll take it out on you for sure.
I mean, even like, just the, like, huh, I'm really angry. Just that would be great to start there.
I know, but, like, without, honestly, my journey without the cope, without being able to hold my own anger, without the self-soothing, self-support, I mean, there was no, I couldn't, you know, when people like track your moods, mood chart. It wasn't purposeful for me to identify my moods without knowing how to take care of them. And now that I know how to take care of them, I am able to identify them. It's like that survival mechanism, you know? Thank you so much for listening. And I'm so excited to talk to you, Hannah, one-on-one. I hope you guys have benefited from and enjoyed this episode. Please tweet us at HannahLiesPod or at Hizzle Gizzle, which is Hannah's handle, or me, Harto, or whatever. Nobody talks to us, so talk to us.
I do.
I have to pee, man.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yep. We got to. Yep. That. Thank you so much, guys, for hanging with me for literally the entire length of this podcast.
You mean like from season one to today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And you know what, Hannah Gell? Thank you for hanging with me since the day we met to today.
Absolutely, my friend.
Absolutely. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Bye. Bye.